Well, hey, welcome back to the second question video here. We're going to answer the question, why Element Church? What's the heartbeat of Element Church? What do we dream about? When we go to sleep at night, what sparks around in our dreams? What makes our heart beat out of our chest? What's our rally cry or our vision? And from the very beginning of Element Church, when it launched in 2015, in the fall of 2015, that first September, and all through that summer, as we were building into a launch, we talked about this one phrase. We talked about the phrase, change the backyard, change the world. Now, I've already talked about our identity. We're a local church and an ongoing campus investment, but really, we sense such an opportunity and assignment from God to be a local church that is rooted in the East Lansing community. And we have this little phraseology, change the backyard, change the world. And here's the idea is what if a church in East Lansing could actually carry the gospel and share it in a city like East Lansing? What would be possible for the kingdom? And so we've gotten really excited about that. And people ask us, like, again, I referenced this in the other video, but the previous video, does it have to be in East Lansing? Yeah, it's got to be in East Lansing because we're called here for this reason. And people ask us all the time, well, why? Because you're a local church. So like, why couldn't you be a local church in a different city? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but it's because of our heartbeat, because what beats out of our chest. And let me try to explain it to you here in just a few moments. Here's the idea. We are in East Lansing, and currently we are portable, and we set up and we tear down, and it's a lot of work, and we need a lot of hands for that work, which I'll talk about more in another video in a few moments. But things are harder than they would be for our church than if we had a building in another city. But we feel called to stay here in East Lansing, and the reason why, again, there's a lot of reasons, but let me give you a couple. One, I don't know if you know this, but freshmen at Michigan State University are required to live in the dorm structure on campus. They cannot live off campus. Number two, did you know that freshmen who live at Michigan State University in the dorms on the campus cannot have cars, which means they can't travel except for bus or a friend who has a car or whatever. So you have students living on campus as a requirement. You have students that are required to live on campus that cannot have cars and do not drive. Also, Michigan State University is one of the largest universities in the country numerically and has the number one dorm structure in the country, which means there are more students living at Michigan State University than at any other university in the nation. So we have to bring that to summation. Lots of students here. They live here and they can't go anywhere else. I mean, they can get on a bus or they can get a ride or they get an Uber, but East Lansing geography really, really matters. And people ask us all the time, why a university city? Why Michigan State? Why not a surrounding city? Why have a local church here on campus? What's the purpose for an East Lansing church of all ages and nations following Jesus together? Why? What would you do? Well, I want to give you a couple ideas about the idea of reaching the campus at Michigan State University. Here's a first thought is that when you reach young influencers, you're creating lifelong leaders. And I won't build out a ton of this, but Jesus, when he was here, his ministry model for changing the world was not just to gather huge amounts of people. It wasn't to broadcast large teachings. It wasn't just to have big prayer meetings. It wasn't just to do worship services. It wasn't just, honestly, what it was him finding 12 young leaders and then investing his life into that. Now, he did all the other stuff, but really at the root of it, he said, I'm going to find the best 12 that I can, and I'm going to just invest my life in young leaders who will then go out and influence others. And I'll ask you a question. Where are the young leaders in our country today? They're at leadership incubators called university campuses, university cities. And so we believe here at Michigan State, did you know that there's 55,000 young people here? So we literally have a church in the middle of a 55,000 person international leadership incubator on a revolving door. And the 55,000 people that are here this year will be an entirely different crew 4 to 6 years from now. There will be a whole another 55,000. So we've literally got this river moving through this city where if we invest and plant the gospel in the river, it just can move downstream. And we believe we can see fruitful and life-giving cities and fruit that we'll never see, but we'll see the people that carry the life of God down the river, and we'll see things, beautiful things cropping up down the river. What if we could equip a 55,000 person international leadership incubator with the gospel of Jesus Christ? We believe that it's possible, and we believe that we're called here to be a part, a small part of making that happen. A second reason why we want to invest in the campus is that the students are in transitional seasons of life. They're in a season where they are re-examining what they've been told, and they are firmly settling into what they believe now and what they will believe for the future. This is the most spiritually formative and transitional time in a person's life, is this college window. I have this written down in my notes. This spiritually formative window is where they will re-examine and establish values, paradigms, and behaviors that will undergird the rest of their lives. And that is true. We do this event called Sparticipation, where all of the undergrads come into a Cherry Lane Field over a four-hour period at the beginning of the fall semester. And it is just, it's the student fair where all the student organizations are like handing things out. The Marines are there. Coke is usually there handing out Coke. And, you know, I mean, all the companies are trying to sponsor things. And it's like this free-for-all with all these people. And there's all these messages and all these different motivations for different groups being there. There's all sorts of stuff going on. And I remember a couple years ago, we were there and we were handing out invites to church, and we're letting people know that we were there for them. You know, a lot of these people are 18. They've left mom and dad's house for the first time. They're coming into Cherry Lane Field like day two of being in a whole different city away from their house for the first time. They're walking into this field and there's a row of people handing them things. And I remember standing there handing, inviting people to come to Element Church. And just next to me was a guy with a leather strap around his neck and one of those like kind of board or tables. It was like a table that was hooked to the strap and it was out in front of him. And it was full of condoms. And as students, 18-year-olds are coming into the field, their second day away from mom and dad's house, maybe first day on campus, second day on campus, they're coming through and there's two men standing side by side, one handing an invite to meet Jesus and one handing an invite to have a sexual encounter with someone else that they do not yet know. And that right there is what's happening in this transitional window. That right there is a moment that changes someone's future. That right there is a decision that changes the trajectory of someone's life. And Element Church is in East Lansing with a heart for the campus. That's what makes our heart beat, is to be in that moment for an 18-year-old, for a 20-year-old, for a 22-year-old, for a 25-year-old graduate student, for a 27-year-old PhD student. We want to be in those moments and help them in the transitional seasons of their life. And then last idea here that I'll give you is that local investment equals international impact. Now, I already alluded to this a little bit, this leadership incubator, it's a river that's moving down, but it's not just a river that's moving in our country. It's actually an international river, which is so fascinating to me. MSU is a literal crossroads of the world. Michigan State University's International Center gave these statistics out. They cite that the current enrollment at MSU is over 7,000 international students from over 130 countries working on all seven continents. That is called the crossroads of the world. There's students from over 130 countries. They're working on all seven continents, and there's over 7,000 international students at Michigan State right now. Now, here's what we like to say. The world is in our backyard as a church. The world is in our church's backyard. And I like to talk about it like this, is that Christians spend Christian dollars to send Christian missionaries all out over the world. And we should do that to share the gospel with the world. But what's interesting is that the world is spending their money, their dollars, to send their best and brightest people to us in East Lansing, Michigan. And those people are learning in our backyard for 4, 6, 8 years. And then they are going back out through the river and they are going downstream, and they are actually leading schools and governments, and they're starting businesses, and they're creating films, and they're creating music, and they're doing art, and they're leading, and they're investing in people. And that flow is moving through our church. And we have an opportunity to love people with the love of Jesus. We have an opportunity to be an East Lansing church of all ages and nations following Jesus together. Simply put, a life changed at MSU is a life changed that impacts the world. And so we say, change the backyard, change the world. So who are we is our identity. I talked about that in the previous video. We're an East Lansing church of all ages and nations following Jesus together. We're consisting in a local church and an ongoing campus investment. And in this video, I've told you what makes our heart beat as a church, why we're here, what we want to do missionally in this city, and why we believe that the rally cry, change the backyard, change the world, is worth our lives. And I hope you will agree with that and make it worth your life too.